Let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 27, and the verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. Mm-hmm. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull. They gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. In reading this portion of Scripture, you should underline every time you read the word they or the word them. Because those men who sat down and watched them there, they commenced their tormenting of Christ in the governor's house, the common hall. And it is interesting, the Holy Spirit keeps using that, they. Now, not every one of the band of soldiers went to the cross, but those four who were responsible for doing the crucifying, they were in the common hall. They plaited the crown of thorns. They offered Christ the vinegar and the gall. And they mocked him, and they spat upon him, and they stripped him of his raiment. And then they took him out to the cross, and they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. Yes. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, having done the vile and awful deed of murdering the Son of God, and putting him to an open shame, they sat down. They took their ease. But there was no ease for Christ upon the cross. His pains were indescribable. His agonies are undefinable. His death was like a death that never before any man had died of. And then they put over him, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And then they took two thugs, two thieves, and they made him companions on that cross. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. And sitting down, they watched him there. What did they see? They saw a loving Savior. They saw a Christ who, when he was nailed to the tree, he prayed for those that nailed him, a prayer for their forgiveness. And he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Christ never uttered a prayer that God didn't answer. I hope you know that. That prayer was answered. Everyone Christ prayed for at Calvary, God saved. And in fact, we read that the man that did it all, the centurion, he said, certainly this was the Son of God. And the people, the soldiers with him, they said the same. Oh, that was a salvation day. When at the cross the Son of God died. But there were men there, and they didn't die, they lived because of Christ and his prayers. They sat down and they watched him there. No wonder as they watched him they were changed. No wonder the centurion confessed he was the Son of God. No wonder the soldiers went away converted by the grace of God. Why? Because Jesus was worth watching. And you remember the day from the first time you watched Jesus on the cross. I saw one hanging there in agonies and blood. He fixed his languid eye on me. As near the cross I stood. What a day was that when we saw Jesus. And one day, thank God, there'll be no more Lord's suppers. There'll be a marriage supper of the Lamb. There'll be no more thinking of night. We'll be in the land of perfect day. And we're going to sit down with him. And with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we're going to sit at the marriage supper forever, saved through the blood of the Lamb. As we take this bread, it's broken, for his body was broken.
Yes, God.
As we take this cup, and it's filled with poured out wine, so Christ poured out his precious blood for you and me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget his agony, lest I forget his thorn-crowned brow. May the Lord lead us tonight to Calvary. And may we sit under the shadow of the cross. And may we gaze, as Mr. Spurgeon said, when the day was saved, he says, I gazed, and I gazed away my eyes in looking. For I was captivated forever. At the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. May the Lord captivate our souls in love for Christ. He loved me. He gave himself for me. He went into the tomb for me. He descended into hell. The third day he arose. Hallelujah! And tonight he's praying for me. The Lord Jesus prayed for you today in heaven. Thank God he prayed for me in heaven. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. And one day he's coming. The heavens will be filled with the shouts of angels and archangels. There'll be a trumpet blown that north, south, east, and west shall hear in the loudest possible manner, and we will lift up our eyes, and the blessed Son of God will be coming through the clouds, and will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the Apostle Paul in his prison cell had time to write another line. And what was the other line he wrote? Comfort one another with these words. Take comfort. Jesus is coming again. And we're only here until he comes.